We're joined off the top by Kelly Kitchens, a producer of the opening drive and SEC football analyst. Kelly, I know you're about to lift off going in the air. I hope you're well.
Well, my delays look a lot like Florida's offenses last year, so it's convenient that you called.
Okay, well, let's get to talking some football. It's about that time. We're 5 weeks now away from the beginning. Tomorrow will mark the 5 week mark until the first Saturday, and might as well start with that Florida offense you referenced. What do you expect from the Gators under Will Muschamp this year?
I think down the road we end up being a great team. Obviously, you know, every one of that stuff established all the way down, even their, you know, line coaches. And it's extending the Saban tree, obviously, with Dan Quinn and Will Muschamp both on that staff. But if Weiss can make any of those Notre Dame quarterbacks first rounders, I think he can do something. At least make John Brantley serviceable. He didn't do the four fans any favors when in the off season he was out. He took three recruits out, and of course everyone already picked him to the size, and he takes them out Krispy Kreme, so you can imagine the fodder and everything else that followed that.
Do you support the decision by Will Muschamp to bring in a guy like Charlie Weiss?
Yeah, I think so, because if you look at it, it's a kind of a flip-flop of it. In the 90s, you saw Spurrier bringing Stoops and just saying, you do your thing, I'll do my thing. You know, as far as head coaching decisions, you know, I'll take those, but it's your side of the ball and it's my side of the ball. I mean, why, you know, stick your nose in something you really don't know too much about, but the one good thing is you do know that you don't know anything. So,
right,
therefore, you've got someone in there who can make the right calls and do the right things. And you saw that brought a national title for the Florida's first, actually, and Florida won as well.
Look at the SEC East this year. You have Georgia and South Carolina, who seem to be the consensus teams that are going to be battling for it to win the division. Which team do you like?
As far as scheduling goes, if Georgia gets through those first two games, obviously – Boise State doesn't matter as far as the SEC championship.
Right.
But those two games open up, they dodge Arkansas, Alabama, and LSU, so you can't really ask for too much more from the scheduling guy. But I can tell you this, if Marvick doesn't deliver, then he's going to be out, or he's going to be a diving instructor at UGA. As far as South Carolina goes, yeah, I mean, we all know what they got on offense. Alshon Jeffries comes back. You got Lattimore, but then you've got Stephen Garcia already celebrating an SEC title right now, so he's up. Probably has made it known he can't trust him, and he seems pretty comfortable with the backup, quite frankly.
Well, Garcia, it's no surprise that he acts the way he does, considering what his coach does.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I mean, you look for your veteran players on your team, and especially with Garcia. You know, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone grows up.
Right.
But you know, the senior and this quarterback needs to step up and take charge of this team. And he's still out doing the same things we saw as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, when you're making the same mistake 127 times in a row, it does get a little old.
I don't know. You know, Spurrier got the Coach of the Year last year, and that's one of the interesting things.
Yeah.
You know, the SEC coaches, and we saw the president do it with Bud and the Tennessee players.
Right.
You know, they both signed to Auburn and that, so I don't think the coaches or the presidents think much of Auburn in that regard, but at the same time, how are you going to give it to someone who has been beat twice by that very school and has five losses on the season?
Yeah, I don't think Stephen Garcia will get the Student Athlete of the Year award.
We also want him on any drinking and driving commercials, you know, telling the kids anything either. I mean, it's an absolute joke, because, but what's funny is it's funny to have any kind of quarterback that was somewhat consistent.
Right.
I mean, we saw what he did at Florida.
Yeah.
Is it Nick Saban's the best coach in the country? But if there's one guy who has his number, if he has any kind of accolades, it's Spurrier knows how to use that defense that he plays, that aggressive defense against him. We saw it at LSU in 2001. We saw it. South Carolina came close to beating Alabama in 2008. And then we saw what happened last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. What do you think from Tennessee this year? The Zavals are trying to recover under Derek Dooley. You think he's doing a good job?
I think he is. And, you know, we talked about going back to it again, the Belichick tree. Saban set up the Saban tree just in the SEC alone. I mean, you look at what he's got there, and then you look at Jimbo Fisher.
Right.
I think Tennessee's on the right track, and they need someone that's stable after the last regime that was up there. They've got some talent. I think Tyler Braille turned out to be pretty good. His tattoo's phenomenal, by the way. You got pullback. I think the offense will be a strength. On defense, I think the defense and the lack of depth is once again going to hamper them. I mean, you look last year, the only game, Georgia, you could actually say they were out the entire game. Every other game they led or was within 7.
I agree with that. And you talked about Jimbo Fisher. Florida State certainly has national aspirations this year. Do you think there's a chance that the Seminoles can win a national championship, or do you think they're not there yet?
I don't think they're there yet. And I think Florida State and Jimbo Fisher, we've seen what he's done recruiting. They're on the right track. They'll be back and they'll be consistently good again, I believe. But this year, you know, everybody points to that Oklahoma game. But let's be honest, Florida State defensive coordinator is the younger brother of Bob Stoops. Mm-hmm. You think Bob knows every single facet of that defense?
Oh, yeah.
Probably more. I mean, we saw what Oklahoma did to them last year. I think it'll be a little bit closer game, but probably a 10-point win, let's be honest. But if Florida State can somehow think that out, you know, that last weekend looks big again. Now they go back to Florida with Florida trying to return the favorites last year.
And you talk another dynamic that I just thought about a couple of days ago. You have Will Muschamp at Florida and Jimbo Fisher at Florida State. And you mentioned the Saban tree, and these guys are really good friends now coaching at arch rivals.
Well, it's funny is if you're a Florida fan, you can't feel real comfortable. You've got an ex-Georgia guy, and that was everybody's big issue to begin with. It's a Gator. But then you come to find out Jimbo Fisher and Will Muschamp have shared a lake house or a beach house. And apparently that's going to be up for grabs with the game this year. You know, I mean, how tight do you want, you know, if Saban and I guess it is the same sense. Is that Dooley and Saban? You know, I mean, for the true Alabama fans, they love Saban, but at the same time, how cool are you with your coach being chummy with the team you grew up hating?
That's a good point.
But, I mean, I can honestly say, you know, and it's a great story with Alabama and Auburn and, you know, everyone helping out, but you make no mistake about it. This rivalry is this rivalry for a reason, not because we love each other.
there's no question about that right now. You move to the West now, and, of course, I think everybody expects Ole Miss to be the weakest link. There's not much argument about that. What do you think, Mississippi State? They've shown flashes of brilliance and then flashes of the old Mississippi State in the last couple of years under Dan Mullen, but they seem to be turning the corner. What do you think we'll see out of them this year?
You know, it's funny. It's how long is he going to stay there? You know, they've got a lot of guys coming back. They've got, I believe, Vic Ballard, that running back. They've got a lot of guys. And frankly, if Cam goes to Mississippi State last year, we're going to be talking about Mississippi State as national champs. Because if you told me that Auburn had a better supporting cast before the season than Mississippi State, I'd tell you you're crazy. And I like Mississippi State. You know, Brett Favre's nephew's there, but they also got Ralph back. Now, will they win the Baton Rouge and turn the ball over 5 times, or will it be the Ralph to Florida and one?
Right.
That's going to all rides on him. But, I mean, big frame, you know, the size and the statue looks a lot like Cam Newton as far as from a physical attribute. Can he call a play? Can he read a defense? We'll find out.
From the western side of the conference, Arkansas, a lot of people think they could be this year's team to go all the way and win the national championship, win the West, win the SEC, and win the national championship. Are you buying into the hype surrounding the Hogs?
Are you talking about Alabama or Arkansas?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think for people that are under the illusion that they're going to be better this year, their wide receivers are probably maybe the best in the country.
Yeah.
So let's be honest. Everyone said, wow, this Texas quarterback is phenomenal. Everyone said Cobb, if you go back to 2001, came off the bench to beat Florida. You know, it's a whole different ball game when you don't have the weight of the world and the weight of the university and all your fans all week and all season, and you're just thrown into the fire. One game and week to week is a whole different ball game, and I think Arkansas will find that out this year.
LSU is always fun when we watch Coach Miles as he weathers his schedule. He does it somehow every year, and most years turns out successful. What do you think this year? They have a really tough schedule with 6 games not in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, you know, they're on the road quite a bit, and I'll be frankly honest with you. I think Oregon upset them in the first game. You lose your best defensive lineman, you lose your best linebacker, you lose your best defensive back. You have, and I don't understand why you're changing offensive coordinators, because the problem there not only was with the quarterback who can't throw the football and make sound decisions, you've got a completely different night and day philosophy on offense. you got Les Miles, who's the Big Ten guy, wanting to pound the rock, and then you bring these offensive coordinators who want to sling it. Well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to butt heads if you have gunslinger or a lack thereof, as they do down there right now. You know, the most hilarious thing that we keep hearing is John Brantley and Jordan Jefferson are looking phenomenal. They're looking great. They went to the Manning camp. They did this. You know, well, I saw John Brantley get 4-for-14 in Florida spring game, and I saw Jordan Jefferson fumble the ball about 6 times. So until I see it, I don't believe it. Then you can point to John Chavis. He had a decent game against Auburn last year as far as the defensive game plan, but, you know, his teams traditionally from Tennessee to LSU are very undisciplined, and he's not a good schemer against the spread offense, let's be honest. You know, one of the biggest misconceptions, in my opinion, is LSU makes up for their undisciplined defense with just the physical talent they have. And most games they can cover them, but you see, that's why Wes ends up losing once or twice every year, as lucky as the guy is.
Yeah, that's right. We are... We are approaching college football season, and there has been an ongoing saga, and it's surrounding Auburn University now for ever since they won the national championship on January the 10th. Where do you think this NCAA investigation is, and do you think it just continues to plague Auburn?
Well, for the next 30 days it will. And frankly, I think at some point, as we get closer and closer, you know, the worst thing is they have going against them is they got a parent who loved the limelight. You know, we saw Reggie Bush, they tried to stonewall, you know, that family in USC was like, you know, you prove it, and they still got the goods on. You know, this guy's not any way, shape, or form of being bashful. And frankly, I think the NCAA might be bringing a U-Haul down to Auburn to get the trophy, to get the statue, and to get the Heisman.
Well, on the field, what do you think the Tigers are going to do?
Daniel Moore did vacated.
Well,
you know, he did a special Auburn grant, like he's done previously.
Yeah, they're going to. He's just going to erase the Auburn players out. And replace them with Oregon players and Willie Lyles.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking of Oregon, I talked to a buddy out there who does a show in Oregon, and, you know, if Oregon, in fact, goes on probation, Auburn goes on probation, do they just completely wipe that game out of the history of college football? I mean, because they're not going to give it to the other, because they did just as bad as that one. Does TCU get the national title, or does it go vacated?
Well, I think Mike Bianchi called it the Sewer Bowl, and I think a lot of people probably agree with him.
Well, Mike's a good friend, and he doesn't know he likes to... To get the fire going, but he's pretty much spot on with that one.
On the field, do you think Auburn's? What do you think they do this year? A complete disaster, or do you think they are actually pretty good?
They've got. I'm going to say they upset, and I said this. I don't know if you would call it an upset, but it's going to be bad football. Unfortunately, you know that they replaced so many starters, and so many. You know that was a senior laden team, and you're going to have that title on the back of the national champions. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a whole new team, and I think we'll find out what Justin Alzheimer is really made of, and I have a sneaking suspicion if he doesn't go to North Carolina, it may not be either what everyone thought. I'm going to say 5-7.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I think in that range, 5-7 wins. It's hard to call it because Auburn sometimes sneaks up and gets people that we don't expect, but I think looking at their schedule, I'm going to err on the side of less wins just because of how many games they have to play on the road.
You can't replace experience. We saw, you know, Cam got all that done in as good as he is without an offensive line and without those seniors. Auburn doesn't get anywhere last year.
Right.
You can watch this. Robbery on the set. They're going to throw that out and they're just on that field at the end of November. I think after last year, you know, this following Alabama and being around, you never heard it come this much out of the other side of the state, and we saw how that would end a year with Florida after losing the SEC championship when they came back.
Right. Well, sticking with the Alabama Crimson Tide, a lot of people have them in their top three, but the question, I guess, surrounds quarterback position the most. What do you think from this year from Alabama?
I think they've got probably, and I'm kind of biased, Center's a good friend of mine, but one of the best offensive lines which helps with a young quarterback. But what was a position of strength of being a running back has now become one injury away from being an absolute disaster. Because You can't take
right.
a new quarterback, and then you know, guys. I mean, frankly, because Jocelyn Fowler, you don't have an actual running back on that team. We saw several guys transfer, and these two guys go down, and then kind of off season workouts kind of almost freakish, if you will.
It is.
I don't think Saban's going to open it up and start passing, but I mean, who are you going to give football to?
Right. Julio's in Atlanta now.
No, I think Alabama and Oklahoma play for the national title. And what's interesting is four of the last nine national champions have had first-year starters at quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, that is a very interesting stat.
Alabama's the last time they won the national title. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's all the surrounding pieces. I mean, as good as these quarterbacks have been, you can't do it without an offensive line. That's Dinesh Marino and Matthew Stafford.
Well, Kelly, where are you off to on a flight?
I'm heading back down to Gator Country if I can ever get there. I'm kind of stuck in the cradle in the airport right now, and going to go south for the weekend and gonna take some time off and start with my family.
I hear you. Well, tell Will hello for me, and he's welcome on this program anytime.
I will, man. I appreciate it.
Kelly, thank you so much.
See you, buddy.
Talk soon.